This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish P. Abraham. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today laid the foundation stone of the country's first ambitious and multipurpose Ken-Betwa National River Linking Project in Khajuraho, Madhya Pradesh, on the 100th birth anniversary of former Prime Minister Atal Bihari Vajpayee. The Prime Minister also inaugurated the country's first Omkareshwar floating solar project and performed Bhumi Pujan of 1,153 Atal Gram Suhasan Bhavans. Ken-Betwa National River Linking Project will provide irrigation facilities in more than 8 lakh hectares of area. More than 7 lakh farmer families of 2,000 villages in 10 districts of Madhya Pradesh will also be benefited. The project will also provide drinking water facility to 44 lakh people of 10 districts of Madhya Pradesh. This project will generate 103 megawatt of hydropower and 27 megawatt of solar power. It will also provide irrigation facilities in more than 2.51 lakh hectares and drinking water facility to 21 lakh population of Uttar Pradesh. The Prime Minister said the project will improve the condition of groundwater level in drought-prone Bundelkhand region, promote industrialization, increase investment and tourism, and provide employment opportunities. On the occasion, Mr. Modi also released a stamp and a coin in memory of Atal Bihari Vajpayee. Sharing memories of former Prime Minister Vajpayee, Mr. Modi said that Atalji has always been a source of inspiration for good governance and good service. Union Minister of Cooperation Amit Shah today dedicated more than 10,000 newly established multipurpose primary agricultural cooperative societies and dairy and fishery cooperatives to the nation. Mr. Shah also distributed registration certificates, RuPay Kisan credit cards and micro ATMs to the newly formed cooperative societies at a function in New Delhi. These financial tools are designed to provide easy access to credit services in panchayats and promote financial inclusion. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Shah said the Modi government is giving new strength to the rural economy by promoting cooperatives. He said the government will set up 2 lakh primary agricultural credit societies, PACS, much ahead of the target of 5 years. He said through these initiatives, farmers' produce will easily reach the global market. Mr. Shah also highlighted that when infrastructure was not being prioritized in the country, former Prime Minister Atal Bihari Vajpayee launched the Swarnim Chaturbhuj Marg. Minister of State for Personnel, Public Grievances and Pensions, Dr. Jitendra Singh today launched the Viksit Panchayat Karma Yogi initiative on Good Governance Day to strengthen grassroots governance. The initiative aims to enhance the capacity and competence of Panchayati Raj institutions by equipping elected representatives and officials with the tools and knowledge required for effective governance. Speaking on the occasion, Dr. Singh emphasized that governance reforms must begin at the grassroots to bring about long-lasting and meaningful change. President Draupadi Murmu will confer the Pradhan Mantri Rashtriya Bal Puraskar on 17 children for exceptional achievements in 7 categories in New Delhi tomorrow. The children hail from 14 states and UTs. The government confers the Bal Puraskar to children for achievements in art and culture, bravery, innovation, science and technology, social service, sports and environment. Each awardee will receive a medal, certificate and citation booklet. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will participate in Veer Bal Divas, a nationwide celebration honouring children as the foundation of India's future at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi tomorrow. He will also address the gathering on the occasion. In 2022, Mr. Modi had announced that the 26th of December will be marked as the Veer Bal Divas to pay tribute to the courage of the Sahibzades, the sons of Guru Gobind Singh and their quest for justice. Christmas is being celebrated across the globe today to mark the birth of Jesus Christ. On the occasion, people decorate their houses by putting a Christmas tree, an illuminated star, holy wreaths and exchange gifts. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar and Prime Minister Narendra Modi greeted the nation on the occasion. In Kazakhstan, several people are feared dead after a passenger plane crashed today with about 70 people on board. Authorities in Azerbaijan, where the flight originated, say there were at least 30 survivors. Azerbaijan Airlines flight J28243 caught fire as it attempted to make an emergency landing near the Kazakh city of Aktau. And that is the end of this news bulletin.